And good morning, 7:30 at KBUR. I'm joined by Amy Moyner. She is the Executive Director of Downtown Partners, Inc. And she is joining me. She's also the manager of the Downtown Farmers Market. And Farmers Market season is underway today. It is the first Farmers Market. And last year, I know we had Rachel Lindeen each week talking for a few minutes about how, and we saw how it evolved a little bit. It sort of opened up just a little bit as the season went. But not a lot of vendors. I think getting to 20 vendors was considered a pretty good showing. And you said you've got 42 vendors?
Yeah. So good morning, everybody. We do start the Jefferson Street Farmers Market tonight. We are going to have this season 42 vendors, and we keep adding vendors daily. We have grown a lot from last year. We have about 10 new vendors that have not attended our Jefferson Street Farmers Market. So we're excited to welcome them.
And you've got, it's going to be 4:30 to 7 through the whole season. Is that right?
Yeah, so May 6th through October 14th. It's a 24-week season, and we will be 4:30 to 7 p.m. Now keep watching our Facebook page and our downtown page, because if anything changes with weather or things like that, we'll notify everyone there. But yes, 4:30 to 7.
And it is rain or shine, right?
It is. So even in the rain, bring those rain boots, bring your raincoats, and come get some fresh produce.
Now, last year, I remember the biggest deal you had, you could only have one person could go to a vendor at a time. They had to be wearing a mask. They could only one member of a family could come. Those limits have been changed, right?
Yeah, so we encourage the whole community to come out for Farmers Market, but we also encourage you to wear a mask, social distance when you can, because we are still in a large gathering. But, yeah, everyone's welcome. Come down and see all the new vendors and all the fresh produce.
Food truck? You've got a food truck?
We do have some food coming. So tonight we'll have Golden Granny's Concessions. So some tacos, some walking tacos. The famous pork tenderloin will be there. We'll have some other food vendors throughout the season. And so you'll see, like, Martini's is coming and Cole House.
And you've had wine tasting before. Do you have wine tasting tonight?
We will not have that tonight, but later on in June, Odessa Vineyards is going to be joining us.
Okay. Entertainment. Do you have any entertainment tonight?
Yes, we do. We're going to have entertainment every week. Tonight is going to be Lucas Sainer. He is a saxophonist, and he'll be performing on the corner of 5th and Jefferson. And then the Art Center's having the SEC Jazz Band, so there'll be lots of entertainment at each end of the farmers market.
Okay, so you've got if you want to sit down, you can sit down. I'm thinking, are there a number of places? I know I've been a guest. Can you sit down in the Art Center?
They'll have Art Center open. We've also got lots of benches throughout downtown. And then also, remember our eateries and drinkeries in downtown.
That's true.
If you're not finding something you like to eat at the farmer's market, we still have those 20-plus eateries and drinkeries. A lot of them have outdoor spaces. So it's going to be a beautiful night. Maybe bring a jacket, but it's going to be a beautiful night, and you can sit out and enjoy.
The nice thing about it is that rain or shine, but the weather will be getting nicer and nicer as the season goes along. And some people would say, well, I don't really like it hot. And I'd say, well, okay, well, you know, when July comes around, you know, you probably you won't be wearing a jacket probably.
Well, and we've got, no, you won't be wearing a jacket, but we've got trees too to help shade that. And a lot of the vendors have their tents.
All right, let's talk about the different types of vendors that you have. 42 vendors, so I'm going to guess. And a lot of these, at least some of the fresh vegetables and things like that, a lot of people have greenhouses that they have operating even in the wintertime. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to guess some early season stuff is going to be out there. Is that right?
Yeah. So what you're going to see tonight are asparagus, green onions, rhubarb. That's all coming in. And then you are going to see those greenhouse tomatoes and some herbs and things like that.
Okay.
So you're going to have that. You're going to have lots of baked goods. Been baking.
Crafts?
There's going to be crafts, unique products, pictures, jewelry. So lots of fun things for everybody.
Meat vendors?
Yes, we will.
Okay.
And we have got some of your seasoned rubs. So Bo's Barbecue will be there as well.
So there's I think just come on down and just sort of peruse all of it, because you're going to be You know, you said 42, you're pretty full up, but you said somebody really wants, you've said you've had lots of people that are saying, can I get in yet?
Yes. So if you are wanting to be a vendor at Farmers Market, please contact me either through our Facebook page or through the partnership page. And yeah, we'll add some vendors.
And as the season goes along, the selection also will change, won't it?
Yes. So we are going into the fall, and the reason we are going into the fall is because the request for squashes and gourds and pumpkins. So you're going to see right now we're getting the asparagus, rhubarb. We're going to get into the watermelons and melons and corn and jalapenos, and then all of our fresh tomatoes, and then we'll get into the gourds and
strawberries.
Oh, I forgot the strawberries. You're going to see tables and tables of strawberries.
All right. And blueberries too, probably.
Yes, you will.
Okay, so well, but it's all fresh. So you buy, what is it? The adage is buy fresh, buy local, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And bring it right to your table and have this fresh local produce served on your table.
And it will, walk around, enjoy. We call it the party in downtown Burlington, mm-hmm. and it'll be a bigger party as the season goes along too, right?
Yes, absolutely. You're going to see lots of things happening. So again, this is May is Pet Month. Farmers Savings Bank is our sponsor, and we're going to have a pet parade on May 27th. We're always a friendly, pet-friendly market, but on May 27th, be sure to bring your pets down, and we'll do that pet parade.
Do the pets have to have masks?
We don't require that. Unless they're going to bite.
Okay. Anyway, well, check it out. It's at 4:30 to 7 all the way through the season, right up from today all the way to October 14th. And again, if you are a vendor, give you a call at the chamber. Is that right?
Yeah, give me a call or email, and we'd love to see you.
All right. We will be checking in briefly with Amy every week, seeing who the entertainment is and anything new that's been added. I know you've had carriage rides.
They're coming later this month. Yep, we'll have that once a month.
All right. We'll find out each week we'll find out a little bit more about what's going on. Amy Moyner, have a great first farmer's market and a great season, okay?
Thank you so much. We hope to see you there.
It is 7:37 at KBUR.
Retired dentist Jake Rashin's pain from a compressed nerve was so bad.